Well, Australia Day has come and gone, but the debate over whether to change the date of our National Day rolls on. But what if rather than changing the date, we change the meaning of Australia Day? Would that be a better option? 0418 226 576. I'd love to get your views on that. No doubt you've heard Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese says holding a referendum on constitutional recognition on January the 26th would rewrite the story of Australia Day. Well, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said this afternoon that Australia Day will not be changed under his watch.
We should not be distracted by a tiny minority, particularly the Greens, who seem to be ashamed of the nation, Australia.
Jackie Huggins is the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
Now, you heard the Prime Minister. He says the government will resist being bullied on this issue. He also called those in favour of changing the date a noisy minority. What's your reaction to that?
I don't agree with either of those concepts. In fact, I don't think people are bullying anybody to change the date. I think there needs to be leadership on this in terms of a fair, open debate about the day. And that's merely what we are asking for from National Congress as well. We've taken a poll. It finishes on the 31st of January, over 3,000 people have responded, and about 76% felt that the change of Australia Day would be very good for reconciliation.
Do you accept, though, that under this Prime Minister, it's completely unlikely to happen?
I can see that. I can absolutely, and I've heard the Prime Minister talk about not changing. I don't think there is political will too with Labor at present. The only ones that are pushing for real change have been the Greens. And look, I really think that, you know, whatever it is, I would always hope that the will of the people, which I don't believe are a sort of a small minority. In fact, I think it's the majority. Just as those 250,000 people walked across the Sydney Harbour Bridge for the Reconciliation March and a million. You know, we were ignored by government, by the Prime Minister, yet it was the will of the people. And, you know,
but do you really think,
still goes on in this country.
Do you think, Jackie Huggins, we really are at a point where the majority of Australians support a change in the date? Because all the public polling shows the opposite, in fact, that Australians are still supportive of the 26th of January.
Well, certainly not from the, I guess polls are polls, but certainly from not what I'm hearing around the place, Patricia, amongst our supporters and our members. We would really like to see the that date change because it's divisive. You know, as we've said in our press release, as long as this day continues on the 26th of January, we certainly will continue to heed the process of truth-telling about our history on this day, which is not a history of brilliance. It's a history of brutality, dispossession and genocide of our people.
So you think you've got the majority of the country realistically behind you? I mean, you say polls are polls, and I suppose until we had a genuine national vote, we wouldn't really know. Do you think you've got the people really behind you, that you've got them across the line?
Look, I'm an optimist. Of course, I think that is the case. I mean, look where we were 10 years ago with the marriage equality. Now, who would have ever thought that so many people would come across the line there? And I think it is the same for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country because enough is enough. You know, we have ceded many things in our country and we just need to be treated with a lot more dignity and respect.
The Prime Minister says that enough is done on Australia Day to mark the country's Indigenous past, and he has acknowledged the difficult history for Indigenous Australians. Is that marking, is the fact that those ceremonies are included in Australia Day, does that help? Does that take away the sting?
Look, the symbolic aspects of that are very, very important. Of course, they do. And there are some of our people who would like nothing more than to participate in that. And look, that's their right. It's good to see them do that. I mean, you know, just in terms of the dancing, the welcome to countries, the singing, and you know, the concerts that go on. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people do, in fact, participate in this, and good on them. That's their choice, and so forth. But clearly, what we're hearing from our members and people who are non-members of the National Congress is that this is so problematic, and we need to change the date.
Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese has called for a referendum on constitutional recognition to be held on January the 26th. He also, of course, has talked about a republic as well. He says this would change the meaning of the day, reframing it going forward. Is that a good idea? Would it change the meaning?
No, well, look, I don't think so. I think, in fact, I don't know that would fly, because of the logic for holding a referendum on January the 26th is not sound, let alone a twin referendum. The absolute contentiousness of that date will possibly spoil attempts to secure popular support for change through a referendum. So, and also I think that it would favour negative and divisive campaigns. And we already know that this date is so problematic. And, you know, why would we have a referendum that would impact so negatively on the country?
So you're very opposed to Anthony Albanese's idea. There's another idea floating around, no doubt you're across, and that's Noel Pearson's idea. And that's that Australia Day effectively begin the day before, the 25th of January, to acknowledge the fact that 65,000 years of Australian history is right here with us. Would that be a way of bringing everyone together?
Well, I think that has some merit in. As other dates that have been put up, like 1st of September, we've heard first day of spring, new and fresh beginning, you know, plants are now blooming. And we've also heard the arguments around May 8 or mate. And as I was in Sydney just over the weekend, someone had raised May 2, which was the death of Pemulwuy. So, Patricia, there are many dates that are being bandied around at the moment in terms of the dates. But, you know, that has obviously has got some good logic in terms of what Noel is proposing here.
That's right. He's arguing that it would mark the fact that, you know, Australia has a very long history of Indigenous Australians living across this continent, but also acknowledge the fact that the British did come just the day after, or at least, you know, the proclamation happened the day after.
Yes.
Do you think that could bring the country together as symbolism, or does any association with the 26th have a sting?
Well, look, 25th of January perhaps is when Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people had their sovereignty for over 60,000 years. So, you know, I don't think it should be dismissed. And then what happened on the 26th is that that was shattered when the British came to our country. So, look, as I said, I think it has merit, but there are many dates around that are floating around that, you know, people might need to consider as well.
On RN, this is Drive, and my guest is Jackie Huggins. She is the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. 0418 226 576 is our text line. The Prime Minister has said that it's a noisy minority and he won't be bullied by the push to change Australia Day. He said that this afternoon, but of course many others are pushing for a date change. I just want to pivot forward, if we can, Jackie, before I say goodbye to you. And that's sure. To the next big moment for Indigenous Australia, and that's the Closing the Gap report, which will be delivered. It is at the beginning of the parliamentary year. There has been critiques that while we're having this discussion around symbolism and this date, that not enough focus is being put on those other issues. The fact that, you know, we are having issues, genuine issues, closing closing the gap in some crucial areas. Are you optimistic about this year's report?
No, I'm not optimistic due to the fact that last year there was only one of the seven targets that was being met. And I think many of us as Indigenous leaders are not going to expect much this year. There needs to be, you know, a very deep and meaningful way to really get to the core issues around the refresh and to close the gap. So, Patricia, I don't expect too much at all. And hence, this is why the government has put up a refresh program so that, you know, they'll be able to identify which areas they can work on and so forth.
How about the critique, though, that a very big movement around Australia Day does ignore the fact that, you know, domestic violence rates are just not good enough in many Indigenous communities, that there are genuine issues going on and that there is too much of a focus on the symbolism?
Yes, well, it's around family violence, incarceration rates, similarly, housing, disability, you know, we could go on and on about those issues, but what we're trying to achieve through the Redfern Statement, where we have all those peak bodies working with Congress and working with government, is to let them know at the very grassroots community level that we have the solutions. We have the solutions. Just open your eyes, your hearts, your minds, in terms of, and your ears, most importantly, to listen to what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are saying on the ground. If you listen to that, then perhaps, you know, we'll get some direct and proper solutions.
Jackie Huggins, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Jackie Huggins is the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. And you might wonder, you know, it's always the debate on Australia Day until Australia Day. Well, this year it's certainly continuing. The Prime Minister this afternoon has said he won't be bullied into changing the date, and it won't change while he's Prime Minister. He's also described as a noisy minority, people who support changing the date of Australia Day. You heard Jackie Huggins there, the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. She thinks a lot of Australians are convinced and that it's not a noisy minority. I wonder what you think. 0418 226 576 is the number that you can text me on. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.